I thought that we had some sort of game plan.
I told you what I needed. You said we should make a list, but yet you don't. Seeing the counselor is not gonna just—it's not gonna do it. It's not alone. We're not. We gotta change how we do things. And I want to trust you, and I feel like all the trust is gone. All the fucking trust is gone in the relationship because you keep splitting. We fight together, but you're the only one who splits, and I want that back. But you.
If there's no trust, there's nothing.
Maybe there's nothing to talk about. But I did come over here with enough love in my heart and sincerity.
Thank you.
To say to you that all the things I said, which now I feel like, but I meant them. You know what fucking meant them? Even though you fucking split, didn't come home. You know, I still did that. I've shown myself. I've proven myself. I've fought for you. I've showed up.
I'm not gonna be in a physical fucking altercation with you.
Then don't.
You fucking hit me last night. You fucking.
What about all the other times you split? Come on, you cannot act like that. It's about that. It's
well,
not.
Well, on a plane, I can't split.
No, and you hit back. So don't act like you don't fucking participate.
I pushed you.
I'm not gonna get into the details of that fight. You and I both know that you split when there is no physical violence involved. And that you do it at the very beginning of fights these days. And if you split and you go into a different room and you don't actually leave that house, it does nothing but perpetuate the fight. And you don't actually do it respectfully. You don't do it in a way that actually means we won't fight. It always makes more fights. It always makes them longer. It never, ever makes you calmer. You never come out going, I want to talk, or I'm okay, or it's going to be okay. And I am 100%. I'm sick and tired 100% of being the only one that goes and fights for it. You know what that does? It demoralizes the half of this relationship that is me. It demeans me. Demoralizes me.
Really?
Yes, really. Really, when you split on me, how do you feel when I leave you?
When I go into the other room, you're saying?
You leave how you get another room, you get a flight, things like that. And you asked me not to in Australia, and ever since then.
How many?
I don't know. I have to count them up.
No, because I haven't left you in a house maybe twice. Last night and another time.
No, you've done it before. I've come here before. I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, yeah, you've come here before. Last time and another time, and then last night.
You've done this several times, and getting me a room. I mean, getting another room at a hotel is just the same thing.
When did I get another room at a hotel?
You text Stephen or Nathan in Toronto to get you another room. It's chronic. It happens all the time. And if you do it to go into another room, you do it and you get dressed.
You were fucking screaming at me.
I'm not going to validate my actions last night. I feel very bad.
No, I'm talking in Toronto.
I did not start screaming until you had fucking said all the shit. You poke an animal enough, it is eventually done, no matter how friendly it is or how cool.
That's not true. Well, it's the same for me. It's the same for me.
And you kicked and kicked and kicked. So I have not done this to you. I have not said these things to you. I have not started the fight by saying I'm going to get another room. And I'm not going to sit here and fight about fucking Toronto anymore. Guess what? I let it go. I'm not fucking talking about Toronto.
Send me the tapes.
I can whisper it. I can write it. Guess what? I'm not saying another fucking word about Toronto. I am so sick and tired of fucking fighting about old fights. This is not about a fight. This is broad. This is a broad thing. And if I'm telling you every single time you get dressed and you fucking split the top of a fight, you never fucking try and work it out. You never fight for me. You never come to me. You never self-calm. You never self-soothe. You're never the one to throw the olive branch. I'm sick and tired of it. It needs to fucking change. And you can go, I can't meet those demands. I can't do it. Or you can fucking promise me so I have a modicum of safety. I feel a modicum of respect. A little tiny shit sliver of fucking like, you are in this whether it is good or bad. Whether it is good or bad, down and up, lows and highs, tough and easy. Not just when it's easy. I feel like you're a fucking vacation husband. You were so there when it's good. You're so there when it's easy. The second it gets hard, you question it. Last night, I'm just as guilty. I give you that. But I have been primed and conditioned. At this point, I thought I'd never get over Toronto. It hurt so bad. I got fucked over so bad, and I did not do anything like that. I didn't stoop to that level at all.
You got the tapes. Let me hear them.
Absolutely. I wish it had caught everything, too.
Why don't you send me the fucking recordings? I will. Just text them to me.
I don't know how else to say I will to you. Hasn't really been a kind of safe environment now, has it? So if I'm looking to stoke a fire, yeah, okay. I haven't because we have not been well. We have not been good. When I fucking move out, if I move out, then you'll have them and you can fucking relish them. You won't fucking like it, what you hear. Won't make you happy. But you'll hear what I'm telling you. We haven't really been good. It hasn't really been a safe environment now, has it? You act like you're fucking on something when I haven't, you know, sent you this. Like, well, send them to me. Get this. It hasn't been good. It's been a little tough.
Well, it wasn't before Rio.
Was it tough?
I mean, it was only in the sense that you tried to keep me, you know.
It's been really tough.
And why did you come to Rio?
All I've been trying to do is be with you, spend time with you. You said you needed that. You said that it made a difference when I wasn't working. You wanted me to travel with you.
That was the time you're looking for apartments?
That was after Toronto.
Yeah, that's when we came back here.
I know where
we were. Toronto, Boston, here, rehearsals.
I know where we were. We've been on the road basically since Australia, and I have been at your side. And I have not been filming the movie.
Well, we were on our honeymoon. I hope you were at my side.
I'm not talking about just a honeymoon now, am I? I'm talking about many months. And was it all the honeymoon? No. I have been at your side throughout it all. You said, why did you come to Rio? And I answered you. I would love for it to be better. I have no fucking consistency, no safety, no security. The relationship is something, me, is something you don't fight for, you don't stand up for, you always run from when it's tough. I'm telling you, I need more. We didn't say vows. You didn't make them exactly in that way, you know, but now is the fucking time. I need to know if you're going to be there. I want promises. I told you that at the beginning of this conversation. I need promises that you're going to fucking be there. I need promises that this is important to you. Not when it's easy. When it's hard, too. That this is something you'll fight for. That this is something that's sacred. That neither of us throw out every fight. I can't be the only one to hold the promises. I was in Toronto and it fucked me over. I can't be the only one. You can't be the only one. If I split on you, all those times that I thought about doing it, we would not be here. And I stayed, and it's tougher. You know, that's stronger. I'm stronger. It is easy to run. It is easy to run away from problems. It is easy to take that out and say, well, that's the easiest. That's the best, safest. That's the safest way out. I'm not saying we should get in physical altercations. I never want to be in that. Never. But every time you don't like what I say and you fucking run away, we'll never work out anything. You can't run away every fight. You can't. It's easy. It's not brave. It's not strong. It's harder to say to somebody, I want to work this out. I want to face what I have. I want to face what you have. I want to work it out with you. You're not working it out. You're running away. And then you make me be the bigger person every single time and come to you and knock on the door and come to this house and say, hey, we're married. It's supposed to be sacred. Calm down.
I made you.
Yes, by default. If you're never the one to do it, one of us is. And I'm the one to do it every time. It means I'm the bigger person every time. It means I have to be the strong one. It means every time I have to fight for our relationship. And you get to be not... You get to be lazy. You get to be cowardly. I don't know what it is.
What are you here for? What do you need me for?
Once again, I am fighting for the relationship.
With a guy that you don't fucking trust or like? Why?
I did not say I didn't like you. I love you. You're my favorite person in the world.
I don't see how
I remember what I said at the beginning. I'm sorry you feel like you can't imagine it. But I said this to you at the beginning of this conversation. I said, you're my favorite person in the whole world. If you weren't the most magnetic, shiny, beautiful, interesting, dynamic person I had ever met in my life. It would be so easy to walk away from this bratty thing that you
untrustworthy,
do.
Untrustworthy.
Did you hear what I just said? Yeah. I said I can't trust. That's not meaning you're untrustworthy. It means we've created a situation. And I'm telling you what you do to create it too. We've created a situation in which trust can't grow. It's like it's trampled every single time, and we need a marriage. That's why I sat down. Do you not remember me sitting down at the very beginning of this conversation and saying just that to you? Say, I know you got married for security and for safety. So did I. We did not get married because it was something that we're doing, you know, because it was something we could walk away. We wanted the stake, a foundation. No?
I wanted to make you my wife.
Yes, but you could just have me as your girlfriend if you didn't want the foundation. And you told me, and maybe you go back on it now. Fine, okay, cool, lie about that, I don't know. You told me you wanted a foundation. You told me you wanted the security. You wanted the safety. You liked the foundation. At the beginning you said, I really like having that. It feels safe. So don't argue with me when I say it now.
I'm not arguing with you.
Oh, yeah, but you had to pick it apart.
By saying because I loved you and you're my wife? I wanted you to be my wife. That's picking it apart?
No.
Then how did I pick it apart?
I don't want to do this. I don't want to fight about a fight. I want to fight about the semantics.
I come up with a point, you can't answer it? Suddenly you don't want to answer it.
What am I not answering? Because I don't want to fight about this new thing? No, I don't want to. I said you wanted the safety and security, and you stopped me. You interrupted me, and then you said... What? Because I wanted to have you as my...
I didn't interrupt you. You asked me, right? You said, right?
I meant you interjected. I meant you said. You said. How about that? See, now, is this better? I answered you. I addressed what you're saying. Now, can we please not fight about that?
And I said, because I love you.
You said loved.
We're talking about a fucking event that's past tense. If I used loved, my apologies, it doesn't mean I don't love you now.
My whole point that you had, I don't know, an issue with, is that you love me. Yes, you married me, though, because you wanted some safety, some security, some stability, a foundation. Now, if you take issue with that, okay. Take issue with it. But if you agree, then you agree, that's who you were when you married me.
Yes, but the only thing that's missing is with you. I wanted those things with you.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
What I was trying to say.
Me too.
Because I love you, and I wanted you to marry you for that, for our love, for the security, for the foundation, for... Yes, of course. But you left for you.
I'm sorry, I didn't... Me too. I mean... With you, of course.
Or with you, or whatever.
I mean that. Of course. Of course I do. Of course I want that with you. It's why I married you. But I need the safety, I need the security, I need the boundaries, and I think you... you not agree?
I need the same things.
So,
but when you start flipping out, and I can't get a word in, And it's you know, manic and angry. What the fuck, Amber?
I get angry. I'm human. This is the kind of situation where one gets angry.
Okay, but you can't provoke anger in me then.
Can't control that. But if I'm angry.
Just try. Let's both try. If there's anger, if there's something fucking really... really fucking poking us in the ass. Let's try. Try not to fucking fight. Try to address it without jumping down each other's throats, because all that's going to do is build a mountain of fucking resentment, some species of fucking hatred within the love, So, totally fucking mistrust, because you say you don't trust me, you don't trust me. I get it, okay. I'm flake, I'm a this, I'm a that.
I didn't all say right. As a person, I was speaking specifically about this. I don't trust the marriage, I don't trust you. I don't feel safe with it, because you always fucking bail on it.
Well, then I don't know, you know.
I want the trust back. I don't. You can deflect all you want. Say it's my fault. Say how dare I get angry at you ever. Whatever. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. As much as you don't like that shit in your marriage, I don't like the guff that you put on me in our marriage. And if it causes distrust in me, it causes distrust in me.
I don't know what.
And the sometimes thing is. I don't want to fucking be there and go through the shit. I don't, man. I don't.
I know.
And I don't want to, because I don't want to fucking fight.
But it doesn't have to be one. It's not like I'm saying, hey, choose fight.
You just said I get mad, I'm going to scream.
No, I didn't say that's always the case. I said, yeah, I'm mad. It happens. It happens.
Yes, I know. It happens often.
The things that are wrong are repeating themselves, and they happen often. If you think I'm some fucking tyrant or bully, then don't fucking be with me. But don't sit here and insult me like I have I'm the fuck up because I have the
audacity to get mad. But you're the one saying that I'm the tyrant and the bully and the and at the same time the guy that runs away and
you are you run away every single fight.
Okay, so I mean, then what are you?
Then I'm not lying about it.
Then what are you doing with me?
I already answered that. We went through this conversation literally 5 minutes ago. I answered this already 5 minutes ago.
You just said to me that I shouldn't be with you.
No, I said if
that's
you.
That's what I feel.
No, I said if I'm some, you know, harping bully, which is what you make me sound like I'm like constantly on you, making you feel bad. That's because that's what I do. And then you ignore everything. You take me for granted. You're ignoring everything that I do for you. You make me sound terrible. You talk about me in a terrible way. You do not fight for me. And then you want to sit here and make me sound so terrible to be around.
What do you mean I don't fight for you?
You don't. Everything I've already explained.
No.
10 minutes before.
No, fight for you. I don't understand.
You never, ever do the work. Put in the work. If we're arguing about something, you don't ever try to get to the bottom of it, figure out, make the peace. You want to make it easy on you, so you split. You don't fight for me. You don't fight when there's a problem. You don't come to me. You don't make peace with me. You never extend an olive branch. You're never the bigger guy. You're never the one that's like, okay, I'm going to put my own feelings aside for a second and say, this is bigger than us. Let's stop fighting. You never are the one to come and knock on my door. You take me for granted.
It's not true. Not true. I'm not the one who fucking throws fucking pots and
whatever
fucking else at me.
That's different. That's one does not negate the other. That's irrelevant. It's a complete non sequitur. Just because I've thrown pots and pans does not mean that you come and knock on the door. Just because there are vases does not mean that you come and knock on the door.
Really? I should just let you throw.
I'm not saying that. You're saying that. You're putting words in my mouth and then making non sequiturs.
I'm giving you a situation.
No, you're trying to justify how you don't or do come to the door.
No,
based
I'm
on whether I throw pots and pans. It's irrelevant.
No, I am justifying how you seem to think that there's this cowardice in me that runs away and I don't fight for you.
And you're justifying that by saying I throw pots and pans? Okay, cool. Let's talk about everything you do wrong.
I'm not the one who fucking did that. I didn't.
So that makes sense. So that I. That's clear, yeah.
The only time I ever threw anything at you was when you fucking threw the cans at me in Australia.
Why are you trying to justify who throws things based
because
on whether
that,
or not you come knocking on the door? I
because
don't get
that is
why
a fucking irrational and violent fucking maneuver.
How
so
does
a man would want to
other?
Get out of that area so that he doesn't get so fucking angry that he actually does pop the fucking wife.
How does one inform the other?
Oh, man. Go home and listen to the tape. Please. That's what they're for.
Yes. You listen to the fucking tape.
Oh, I'm gonna.
So will I. not going to sit here and promise you I'll never get mad at you or that you'll never fuck up. I know you want to live in a land, in a world where everyone just says yes to you and doesn't question you or criticize you ever.
Don't insult me like that, please.
But that's not the case. That's not why you're with me. I am honest with you. I'm sorry. You don't want to be held accountable. I get it.
I'm not sure you're so honest with me.
Well, that's your...
Watching you live in front of Travis last night was really a
spectacle. That's your problem, and that's your whole thing that you've created.
That's my problem, but my problem is that you don't trust me?
No, I don't trust you in this.
What the fuck is going on in there, man?
I don't trust you in this, and I want the trust back.
You don't trust me in our marriage? Well, what is everything we're talking about? Our marriage.
Tell me, if you want to stop talking...
You're saying you don't trust me personally? Or you don't trust me in the marriage? What, I don't understand which is what's so different. Tell me the difference, please.
I think I have in the last few hours now.
No, I think you could probably explain it to me a little better. I'm slow.
You want to keep being an asshole?
Do I want to keep being an asshole?
Stop the attitude.
It's a redundant question.
Stop the attitude.
I should stop the attitude. Okay, sure, no problem.
Stop.
No problem.
I'm not going to sit here and go over every fight we've had. I'm not going to refight this fight. You have something you're holding on to about Travis. Fucking go. Fucking go fuck. You know? Go do it. Go run away together. I don't know what you're fucking holding on to, but you have created that. I have no part of that. I don't know what you're fucking latched onto in your brain, what stray hairs have fucking commingled and tangled in your brain to make you think you've really figured some sort of thing out, but this is not unusual for you. It's like almost every fight I can pretty much guarantee you find something that you can like manipulate.
Let's ask Travis tonight.
Why don't we invite Travis into our fucked up, broken ass, three fucking wheeled truck of a marriage? Why don't we crash it straight into the wall? Because no one knows us better than fucking Travis.
You're just afraid that the truth will come out.
What truth?
That you lied.
What are you fucking talking about? I didn't fucking even have a fucking thing to lie about. What are you fucking talking about? Every fucking fight, there's a new thing that you've convinced yourself
no,
is a lie.
I said to you, Amber, tell Travis what you just did. Did you just fucking, did you punch me in the fucking jaw? Did you fucking kick? Did you? Uh-huh. Did you? And you wouldn't say a fucking reason. I don't know what you're talking about. Fucking happened.
I see the lie. You really should run with this. In fact, maybe you and Travis can like go and like, you know, do a tell-all about an investigative
study.
Stop
with the attitude.
Sorry.
You're getting all bunched up.
Sorry. Sorry. It's so fucking pointless, and you know it, to sit here and fight about fucking whatever you think happened with Travis. It wasn't a conversation.
Listen, I was not high.
I'm not going to...
You lied. You're an asshole.
You're fucking full of shit. What
lie? You're an asshole.
When? What conversation did I have with Travis? Big investigative study you've done. I'm not sitting here and fighting with you about the fight that we had last night.
After you fucking got physically violent with me, I texted Travis. I said, come up here. Because I didn't want anything to happen.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's coming to what? Save me?
No, go ahead. Continue. You... Travis to the rescue.
No, that was the last one. You can go, That was the last insult.
Oh, yeah. You called me a liar and yet...
I watched you lie.
You called me a liar?
I watched you lie. I heard it. I was right there.
There's no... What? You still haven't told me what lie it is. Every single fucking time.
We'll talk
to
Travis.
You know you do this every single fucking time.
We'll talk to Travis.
I'm not fucking talking to nobody.
No,
fuck that. You go fucking jerk. Go jerk him off. I don't care. I really could care less. It's you every single time. You latch onto some sort of thing. When I already told you, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. You still haven't even told me what it is. But run with it.
I have told you what it is.
No, you haven't.
I said to Travis, I said to you, hey, tell Travis what just happened.
You're telling me to do it.
told me to. You said, go do that.
I said, no, tell them what just happened.
And I lied.
And that you punched me in the thing. And you
figured
in
it
the
out.
Face. And you said, no, fucking, no, I didn't. What the fuck are you talking about? And I watched you lie. And then
I didn't punch you,
and then
by the way. I'm sorry that I didn't
punched
hit
me.
You across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
You know, even a lot of fights have been around a long time. I know. Yeah.
No, when you fucking have a closed fist.
You didn't get punched. You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not fucking deck you. I fucking was hitting you.
You can't.
I don't know
deck
what
me.
The motion of my actual hand was, but you're fine. I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you.
How are your toes?
What am I supposed to do? Do this?
How are your
toes? I'm not sitting here bitching about it, am I? You are. That's the difference between me and you. You're a fucking baby.
Because you start physical fights?
You are such a baby!
Because you,
the fuck off,
because you start physical fights?
I did start a physical fight.
Yeah, you did, so I had to get the fuck out of there.
Yes, you did. So you did the right thing, the big thing. You know what? You are admirable. Every single time. What's your excuse when there's not a physical fight? Then what's the excuse there? You're still being admirable, right? Just by running away. And you can sit here and call me names, but you get called a name, and what do? That's the last insult. You're a baby. You're a hypocrite. You don't do anything that you actually do. You expect from people what you can't give them. If they do something, a taste of it to you, you fucking lose it. But yet you dish it out.
I've fought for this marriage and fought for you. And you don't do the same. Not ever. Not ever. Okay. I got married to you for the Potato Foundation. So we start out. Not so that it could be a transient thing we throw around at each other or run away from. But I haven't even been able to have like a fight with you beyond in any real talking kind of speaking context in so long, because anytime anything goes wrong, you split. I feel like it's your first thing. And it's unnecessary. It's not always you're splitting because there's blows or because there's yelling or anything. You split most times when I'm still speaking in this volume and nothing has been thrown or hit or anything. Destroyed by constantly being reminded that you take me for granted or that you don't see this as a permanent thing, for better or for worse. I feel genuinely that you are here in this marriage and committed to this marriage for the better, and really not for the worse. You can't say the same about me. I fight even when I feel terrible. I show up, I pursue, I give you space, I've done everything to to really show how committed I am. You know I am. I'm here, for God's sake.
And I have.
No, not when it's tough. Not when it's hard. Not when it's worse. This is the bit. This is the grandest gesture you've shown me in a long time. Is by sitting in one place and actually facing some of the stuff we need to talk about. This is the biggest gesture you've given me in a very long time. It means a lot, of course, but it should be mutual. I know there's things that I need to do different. I want to make you happy as a man. I know I can change certain things that are hurting you. But I can't blame myself entirely for going straight to the fucking finish line the first sign of stress yesterday. Because of how it's been lately. Like, since Australia. And I have been on the road with you. I haven't been working. I don't know what else I could fucking do.
Since Australia, we've been on our honeymoon and we had a great time other than the fact that we had a fight on the train, which was physical. Then we had a fight in San Francisco. But I thought everything else was great. You're saying we've been pondering this since Australia.
No, the splitting.
Me splitting?
Like, the lack of... You know, I even said this in Australia. So I feel like it was so good for so long. We'd talk about things. Remember we were allowed to have fights then. Remember, we allowed ourselves to say, hey, you did this, or you took... Remember, we would even have a little argument, and it was okay, it was an argument. I don't know what the fuck has changed. I can't figure it out. And I don't mean to criticize anything that you do, but it's so chronic with you, the changes and the personality. It's like sometimes you get these clear months, and you're this different person, and it's wonderful, you're this, and then sometimes I'm like... struggling to stay connected with you, struggling to have 5 minutes with you, struggling to connect with you, struggling to have my friendship with you, and I can't fight with you, you know, it's like, but they're so chronic that I have to go, what the fuck has changed? What thing has changed? Do you not remember how different? You were so different. You allowed me to...
I allowed you to
work. And you were so present, and we were allowed to fight. We were, not even fight, we had arguments. You weren't like this, mood swings up, down, like really aggressive and really cool and calm. I mean, you've given me this time here on the couch, and it's amazing that we can actually talk. But I never feel that safe. I constantly feel like you're about to fucking split, and I don't want to feel like that. You made me feel meaningless.
Threw me out of the bed room.
Yeah, something. Why wouldn't I if I know that you're about to split? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
You always split. I wasn't about to split.
You always split, so that's... Why wouldn't... I mean, I do blame myself for my actions.
I was laying in bed watching television, man. I was laying in bed watching television.
I fucked up last night. I'm not going to defend myself. But I also can't blame me going to the finish line when that's always where you drive it. You know?
But you're saying you thought I was you were sure I was gonna split. But
always, I mean that's just. That's
why would I split if I'm laying in the bed with you watching television?
Anytime I tell you that I'm unhappy with anything, and it's typically the same thing. Anytime my voice a complaint, I'm not allowed to have a complaint. I'm not allowed to think anything wrong. I've told you this 1,000 times. 1,000 times I've said this to you in calm and in fights, baby. I don't feel like I'm allowed to just. Have a complaint, and you aren't allowing me the luxury of us just being normal human couples. Like, as soon as you get mad, you take off on a train. Remember, I even asked you, is it about Adderall? Are you doing too much? I know it makes one edgy. It makes one, like, temperamental. Could it be too much? Like, what is it? The alcohol doesn't seem like it unless it's, like, in Toronto where it just became that. But in general, it hasn't been a problem so much. So I don't know what changed. I mean, I'm sure...
It's something
because it's not it's same, chemical it's strong same, no. It's one day you were different,
it's the same,
and it hasn't been back.
It's the same changes that are happening in you. It's exactly the same.
I really wish that was the case.
That is the case.
I have always allowed you fuck up and be a human. I've always been able to have a communication with you. You, the differences, you make it so we cannot even communicate at all if it's anything negative. You go, you take off on a train, you don't get off. You don't calm down, you don't come back around, you don't honor when you say, I just want a few minutes or I want a little time, but I'll be back. You don't assuage the anxiety and stress that gives me and makes things worse with me by saying, hey, remember Keeper was like, you have to say, I will be back in this amount of time, more or less, and then actually honor it. You have to come back. So I said, oh my God, if he could do that, that would be great. And you never do it. You know, you don't ever honor that. You leave me with way more anxiety, stress, anger, and resentment. But in Australia, for a few months, you were so...
So were you. It makes a difference. It wasn't being attacked.
I'm that. I'm not. I have not attacked you any different. I haven't changed. I've not attacked you any different. I never attacked you. I never attack you. Just because I have a complaint with something you did is not an attack.
It becomes verbally insulting. It becomes all kinds of shit. It becomes like right at the get go. Yeah.
See, that's the problem. If you see any criticism as a verbal assault, of course we have this problem. We're gonna have it next time you do. God forbid I have a problem with something you do. We're gonna be in this situation.
Say it
Are
nice.
You ready for it?
Say it nice, man.
What if I'm hurt? Am I not allowed to be hurt and be human? That's the thing. You're not allowing me to be human then. You take my humanity
you're
from
talking
me.
About
you're telling me I'm not allowed to feel
you're
things
talking
and I'm not allowed to react because it to protect you.
Last night happened because I was at Isaac's for too long. Next door.
It happened because we could not
And for what? For what? What did we gain from this fight? From me just... You know, the horrible fucking act of me being over at Isaac's for just too long for you.
I did not cause this because you were at Isaac's. You lie to yourself. Go ahead. You're just lying
Then
to
why
yourself.
Were you upset last night?
This did not happen because of Isaac's. This happened because we're fighting. This is not about Isaac's. We actually haven't really even talked about that. We spent 2 seconds on it because it's not about that. You know it's bigger than that. The point is I voiced a complaint. It could be anything. You could say... Baby, you did something to hurt me, which you did, and you admitted.
Why didn't you say that?
You admitted that you would feel that way too, and
yes.
You said sorry for it. That would have been great, but I could not feel safe saying that to you because I knew that your reaction would very likely be a defensive explosion and an attack and freak out and get up and walk away and all this stuff. So I wanted to avoid it. So I took an Ambien to try and go to sleep without even having to speak to you about it because I was really hurt that you fucking left me stranded. You didn't think about me. You didn't text me. All the things that you apologized for.
Yeah.
You already apologized for it. Can you do me one small favor and not take it back?
I ain't taking it back.
Thank you. Stop defending it, please. You already apologized for it. It meant a lot to me. Do me one favor today. Don't take that back.
And what did I just say?
This isn't about Isaac. You know it. This isn't about Isaac. You know it. It is about us not allowing...
Is it about me showering?
No, it's about you not allowing me to have any problems with you or be upset at you or mad at you or even hurt by you at all. You do not allow it.
If you could have just said in a kinder way, a nicer way, like, listen, I feel fucked over by what you fucking just did.
And you wouldn't freak out?
No, I would say fucking, what is it? Like what? And fucking too long at Isaac's. You said you wouldn't be that long or whatever. You shouldn't. I feel stranded, I felt fucking left, whatever. What am I gonna fight with that? Why would I get mad at that?
Oh my God, the first thing you do is I don't have to text you and all. I mean, it would be shitty, it would be a fight, it would be terrible, it would not be...
It was a fight.
Yeah, it was.
It was a fight. And
then
it shouldn't have been, and the Isaac thing was the impetus, because you were that was mm-hmm. a lot of what you said today. Was it?
It was the impetus, but it's just a small example and a bigger thing. You know it's
okay. So it's a bigger thing. It's coming from back in Australia.
No, it's like Australia, we were allowed to fight. You can't sit here and tell me I can't feel things and I can't voice them to you. If we say to each other, you can't get mad and you can't be hurt by the other, then we're living in a fucking motherfucking fairy tale.
Look, then, of course, nobody is able to and shouldn't hold shit in. But we can go to the other person and say, look, man, I feel fucked. I feel shit. I feel this. I feel that. And then we can assess you how you feel. Well, fuck, I guess, oh, shit, I see what you mean. You know, I see what you mean, I get it. Or, fucking, I don't understand what you're saying, and you're wrong, and you're the, whatever.
But it's going to be the latter, and it's been the latter for months now, where that's your reaction, is not ever admitting wrong, ever doing anything wrong, ever admitting it. You always go straight to, you're wrong, fuck you, kind of thing. You don't say fuck you all the time right away, but I'm saying
always.
Like, for months now, it's been, I can't voice any complaint. I can't say I feel fucked over. I can't say I'm hurt. I can't say you fucked up. I can't be mad at you. I can't be hurt. Nothing. Because I'm the bad guy. Oh, well, I'm always fucking up, and, you know, like, you're always on me, and I'm always fucking up, and, you know, like, getting mad at me for having... For being honest with you. We've had a million fights where I'm like, I was honest with you. I told you how I felt. If you were me, wouldn't you feel bad? Yeah. Okay, well then, the fuck? We had these few months where we actually could even feel things and fight, and it was an argument. But you don't ever like, it's like you, I don't know what's changed, but it's like you can't ever just make it short and get over it. You can't. It's like you get on something and you will not get off of it. Hence why I'm always going to you in fights for hours trying to get you to calm down. Please, can we talk? Please, because I don't want to go to bed that way. And you told me you didn't want to go to bed that way either. Yet you want to fucking do this all night long and make it an all night thing by disappearing for hours at a time. And then when I come to you, I'm the bad guy. I feel fucking alone. I feel like you're not fucking helping. You're not fucking doing anything in fights. You're not overcoming yourself. You're not overcoming yourself. It's every one of these fights could have been so short. Why aren't you doing some of the work? Why aren't you coming to me and saying, look, olive branch? Why aren't you saying, I'm sorry, bigger picture, let's look at the bigger picture? Why aren't you doing any of this stuff? Have you noticed that you're not?
Do you remember thanking me for doing that, actually, recently? Thank you for being the bigger person. Thank you for coming and apologizing to me.
When?
Honeymoon or Venice?
Just an example. I don't remember which one it is, but
I'm really sorry. I don't remember exactly.
No. I wasn't questioning you. I'm sure. I just don't remember that one time. But I'm saying the majority of the times. And if you want to argue with that, then we'll never see eye to eye. I think you and I both know the truth. The majority of times, you cannot calm yourself, and it's me trying. Whether I'm hurt, whether I'm mad, whether you just told me you hate me in my eyes, I'm the one trying to get you to calm down, trying to get an olive branch, trying to not make it an all-night thing, trying to get over it, trying to see the bigger picture. Even if I'm hurt, I'm still trying to do that because I see the bigger picture. You lose the bigger picture every time. And if you want to stay married to me, you need to figure out if you think you can. If you're going to lose sight of the bigger picture and only be my husband when it's easy, you're only going to be there for the ups, never the downs. You're only going to be there for health, not sickness. Every time it gets hard, you lose the big picture and you can't think about anything else but breaking up, divorce, fighting, splitting, running away. If you can't be the one to come around sometimes and see the bigger picture and know that it's not worth fighting for days, if you can't do that too, we need to walk away. I don't want to walk away. I don't want it in this.
But do you not think you'd instigate the same thing?
I'm not talking about instigating. I'm talking about ending.
But ending, you don't...
I'm talking about ending.
Yeah, but you don't always do that. You don't always end up to be the one to say...
What you do is,
in the morning, you say, I'm sorry.
No, I do it at night. I do it at night. I come, whether it's night or day, I've done both. I've come to you every single time. On the plane, I came to you. On the Venice, I came to you. In Toronto, I came to you. In what do you call it, San Francisco, I came back to you. I pull you into the bed, or I hug you, and I get us to calm down. And I'm glad I do, because that's what makes it not be an all-night thing. And nothing harms our marriage more than sleeping in different beds because we're mad at each other or going to bed mad at each other. We made a promise. You didn't keep that promise, but we did make a promise to not do that. It was your choice not to live up to that promise, not mine. I tried to get you to come to bed when you were mad. I tried to get you to calm down so many times in Toronto. In Venice, and in San Francisco, I would come to the 7 different bathrooms if you were, and try throughout, whether I was mad or hurt or not, because I saw the bigger picture. I didn't think it was worth this. I'm always the one trying to end it. You never let go of things. You constantly, constantly do this.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
You're never the one coming to me and saying, let's not fight anymore. You're never the one saying, come, just get into bed. Let's not go to bed mad like that. On the plane, it was me. In Toronto, it was me. It's always me.
On the plane, here from Rio,
you don't admit it.
You were losing your marbles.
Think about
I'm the one who came to you and said, let's calm down, please calm down. And you were blaming me.
Think about it.
Because your flight was going to get in late and you wouldn't be able to
think about it.
Have time before your thing.
Just think about it.
Oh, no.
Majority of our fights...
No, absolutely. Okay, I'll admit that. Yeah, the majority of our fights, I hang on to it because it's fucking hard to let go of. Some of the shit that you go through in a fight can be painful, and it's hard to forget shit.
Yeah, no shit. But if you want to keep doing this and live a life where you constantly are using that as ammunition, which you can shoot yourself in your fucking head, fine. Okay. But at least admit you're doing that. If you want to hold on to everything and never get over it and never let go, then don't scratch your head and go, I wonder why I'm so aggressive when you point out anything I did wrong. I wonder why I have so much resentment for you. I wonder why we fight so much. Stop scratching your head and wonder and just admit that's because you never let a fucking thing go, you can't get over anything, and that you won't and cannot calm yourself down when you're mad.
So it's all my fault. Yet you can sit here and find blame in everything that I do. But you never say a thing about yourself.
I think I've included myself.
You copped to last night.
I have included myself. What I'm talking about, I'm not guilty of. I'm not do that things go. I move this relationship forward. I fight for us when it's on your mind. I do let things go. I see the bigger picture.
You said you said I'm tired too, man. You said you see the bigger picture and you do let things go. Yet after Toronto, you're looking for apartments.
That was a hard one. And I did not say it 100% of the time. And, no
and the
part
plane
of this
was a fucking hard one, too.
No part of this conversation did I say, I am perfect. I did not claim it.
I know you didn't.
I'm claiming the vast majority of time these patterns. And I own them. I'm right. You know it. And you don't have to admit it. But you know what I'm saying is true. I'm able to see the pictures as well. Whether I'm mad or hurt, I do mean for better or for worse. I have honored my word to not leave. You ditched me last night, and I understand. I understand how shitty that got. And I understand my part in it. But it is a reaction to this fucking situation we've created. It's about to crack, and I'm trying. don't want to make me unhappy and make me miserable. And then that's the trust I'm talking about.
Well, like I said, the last thing in the world I want is for you to be unhappy or for me to let you down. And I do. And I do make you unhappy, and I do let you down.
Only you know if you can change it or do better. I know you're not perfect. I've seen you be pretty damn close. I've seen you do better than this. I've seen you control yourself more. I've seen you react less. I've seen you be less... I've seen you have more, way more control over yourself. So fucking edgy, and you get so mad so fast, and you stay mad. I've seen this happen before, and I've also seen you better. I've seen you clearer. I've seen you better. I've seen you do better, and you don't let me down. And I subsequently will do better and let you down less. I hope. But I'm not changing how I do things. You're changing how you do things. This is dramatic change. And it's been a few months now, and I'm begging you. Now is the time. If you choose to stop it, fucking great. I will be. I'll be with you to change. But I can't set myself up to be the only one to keep promises and then wind up in another situation like Toronto, where you're booking the room or trying to get me on a flight, or I'm not saying any of the things and I'm hearing all this shit and I'm not defending myself and I'm coming to you saying I love you and I'm trying to protect you from yourself and I get destroyed. I can't do it again. I won't ever survive through that again. And I don't want to. You made me unhappy.
I don't want to. I don't want you to.
Will you leave me like that?
I don't want to be unhappy.
Instead of just, like,
You're saying to me that I was, for a long time, I was able to keep everything together, and when we fought,
do you remember?
Like, be cool. Yeah, exactly. And it was for a while. Right?
Yeah, it was.
So
and we could have arguments. It was like, okay, normal. Now right. We can't have an argument. No.
Right, but there was one or two in Australia when I was calm-headed and all that shit. That. I mean, what am I reacting to? If I'm trying to keep a cool head, I'm reacting to you fucking jumping.
No, before a jump, just a normal argument. Baby, there's a difference. There is a middle ground.
There is, but
you just go, that was rude, or you snap.
That you say, tend, baby, you tend to snap. Jump. You tend to jump.
Okay. All right. This is before the jump. This is like a normal, fuck, man, that really fucking sucks. Like, I matter too, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's not.
You think you don't matter with me?
It's not the, that's the point. It's an example.
I'm sorry.
There are times when you can make for months now consistently.
Wow, I had no idea.
You have been. I did. I've told you a million times. I've actually told you probably about 5 times. I can't have a normal complaint. I can't have a normal complaint. I can't have any problems with you. Baby, I feel like I can't tell you anything's wrong. Baby, I feel like I can't be honest with you. Baby, you gotta relax a little. What the fuck? I gotta be able to tell you if something's wrong. How many times have you heard me say that? I have told you this. I've also mentioned how different it was in Australia and begged for whatever that... Is it clarity? Is it less Adderall? I don't know. Is it work? Is God, you know, like, something's affecting you and I'm not judging you. I'm not. In fact, you have elucidated my opinion on medication. Do I not give you your meds every day? Do I not remind you to take them?
Of course.
Do I not? I know that you have to take medication. I am very aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have actually changed my mind a bit as to how necessary they can be. I used to kind of think that they were, not superfluous, but I don't know, just like...
An escape.
Yeah, and now I don't think that. And that's because of you, you know, you changed my opinion about that. But I do know you. And You don't know moderation very well. You don't get, you're allergic to moderation. So, I balance you out, I think, a little bit. I try to keep you safe. I try to keep on you a little bit to remind you to take the good ones, you know? Do I not?
You do. You listen,
and do I ever give you a hard time?
You look at, no, about the meds? No. You spoil me. Look. You do all those wonderful things. You take my boots off.
I'm not tooting my own horn.
I'm not saying you're tooting your own horn. I'm saying there are a lot of beautiful and wonderful things that you do for me that I've never even dreamt, like, that someone would be so fucking caring as to, you know, hey, baby, it's time for your meds, and, you know, it's so beautiful that your wife is, you know, doing that. It's beautiful that, you know, the act of just simply taking my fucking boots off when I get home from work, that is monumental stuff to me. You know, the care throughout the day, you know, here, drink this vitamin water, you know, I mean, there are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things that I could go on and on about you, about us, about how you've made me feel, how you've changed my life, you know, but I do not want to be, I don't want to be a fucking shithead in your eyes.
Thank you.
That's true, man. It's true. There are a lot of things. There are a lot of positives. There are a lot of positives. I'm not just saying it. I'm being honest.
I meant to, what I said earlier, if you were not a favorite person, it'd be so easy to walk away. For you too, I'm sure. You know, if you, God, I mean, I think about all the times it wouldn't have been very easy to walk based on the bad, on the stress, and the fight. But I can't, because you're my favorite person. The most beautiful, dynamic, shiny, smart, sexy thing. I can't. It's something you fight for. But I am. I'm trying. I just want to feel safe again. I want the stability. I mean, we meant marriage for life, right? We meant, like, better and worse and all that stuff, even though we didn't say those words.
Of course, and we did.
Better or worse, we didn't say. But,
Whitney said for better or for worse.
She did?
Yeah.
And then,
but it is for better or for worse for me.
I feel,
I didn't leave last night because
you're making me feel like it's not, like I'm not there for work.
I left last night, Oz, honestly, I swear to you, because I just couldn't take the idea of more physicality, more physical abuse on each other. Because had we continued, it would have gotten fucking bad. And baby, I told you this once, and I'm scared to death of it. We are a fucking crime scene waiting to happen if we don't get our shit together. And that, by getting our shit together, that might mean fucking A, we do this and we make it. That might mean, goddamn, you know, you say, I've tried and done, toodaloo. But we've got to get our shit together as individuals and as a couple. Because I love you, and I do not want to leave you I do not want a divorce. I do not want you out of my life. I just want peace. And if I'm the culprit, majority of the time, I will fucking do everything I can. And I will recognize when I'm fucking starting to go sideways. I will recognize it. But please do the same. Please do the same. And it's okay to fight, like you said. It's okay.
You gotta... How do you remember that? I mean, how do you know that? Because sometimes you're so clear as to what is priority to you and what you care about, and then you seem to forget it when you get mad.
I could say the same thing about you, Angel.
Sure, sure. But I'm asking you, like, what do you do to... Like, how... If it was just up to self-control, maybe you would have...
That's why I think the list is important.
Yeah.
One, here, two lists.
I want a
one,
list, though, of what...
One, here are things that you do that can hurt me or fuck with me or makes me mad or this or that. And, you know, and we take it without freaking out. Just take it and own it and study it and fucking... And if we have a different opinion... Let's talk it out a little bit. And I'll make a fucking list, you make a fucking list, of all the things that you think you do that you'd like to change. The things that I do that I'd like to change. In fact, that's the first list we should write.
Yeah, I was going to say this. The first list that you mentioned, it just, someone once said to me, as soon as you start listing what you don't like about the other, you know, the relationship's over. Well, they kind of said it as a side. They were like, well, that's how you know.
Write me a letter, put it in an envelope every morning if you want, or on our little notebook.
Example. What
are
you doing
wrong? No, please don't. Please love me today. Please don't hurt me today. Please don't get crazy today.
But then what happens if one of us gets hurt or mad? Because that's life. It will come up. If we don't do things differently, I want a list of things that we don't do. I can't keep throwing our relationship in the air every time we get mad because all bets are off every time the blood pressure goes up a certain amount.
You know, look, these don't have to be followed through with. These are just things that I suggest because I don't give a fuck some cock says if, well, as soon as you make a list, it's like, fuck that.
I don't know, I just need to, I'll do it.
I don't, just, look, I it doesn't have to be gross. It's just, you know, you've just, but, I mean, I don't need a list. You just went through the majority, you know, and I went through... Yeah. A lot of mine. But, and you don't have to make the other fucking list. I'll make the other list.
No, I'm not saying I don't want to make that list. I agree about that one. I just want to know what we're going to do differently and how to help check each other on what the other one needs so that it doesn't get to this point. I can't keep living like this.
Oh, I can't keep living like this either. I've got less time on the fucking planet than you. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life fucking fighting with and being a drag to someone that I fucking adore. I'm not going to live my life like that, man. The rest of my fucking days, which, you know, fuck, what I got? Who knows, huh? You know, fucking month. Fucking 2 weeks, goddamn 30 years. I don't fucking know, but life is short, precious. And I don't want to fuck up yours, you know. I don't want you to fuck up mine.